This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.talk's Daily Insight for January 15. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 26. It says there, "The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and make you remember all that I have told you." End of quote. You need both the knowledge of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to live a healthy and fruitful spiritual life. In some circles, they give all the importance to the Word of God, the Bible, and less importance to the role of the Holy Spirit. In other circles, they give all the priority to the Holy Spirit and less priority to know the Word of God. Beloved, you need both. Bible says the Holy Spirit is the helper, teacher, reminder, and guide. He comes to your special situation to help you. He teaches you what you should know. He reminds you of the things about God and Christ. He guides you into all the truth, John 16:13. However, the truth is this: the Holy Spirit of God helps, teaches, reminds, and guides with the eternal Word of God. Therefore, the awareness and a pretty good understanding of the Bible, the Word of God, is cardinal for Him to help, teach, remind, and guide you into all the truth. Jesus said this in His conversation with the Heavenly Father, and it is recorded in Gospel of John 17:17. He said, "Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth." The Holy Spirit of God guides you into all the truth the Word of God declares in the pages of the Bible. Bible says it is by the preaching of the Word of God and the work of the third person of the triune God, the Holy Spirit, a person understand about sin, righteousness, and judgment. Romans 10:14-16 and Gospel of John 16:7-11. It is the same after you believed and accepted Christ Jesus as your Savior. Beloved, I would recommend you to start reading the Bible from the beginning to the end and let the Holy Spirit of God draw you closer to the loving God. If you are not a believer as of yet, I would recommend you to start reading the Gospel of John in the New Testament section of the Bible. The reason is, this is the Gospel of John. It is very simple and it is easy to read and understand. It will provide some immediate answers to your questions regarding salvation, forgiveness, and everlasting life. Either way, beloved, you need to read the Bible as many times as you can so that the Holy Spirit is able to help, teach, remind, guide you in the most efficient way. The Holy Spirit and His work are not mystical as some people may wrongly imagine. The Holy Spirit of God uses the truths in the Bible to help you. If you think or feel like doing something that is not in the pages of the Bible, then you know that right away the source is not the Holy Spirit. You know, such things could come only from human feelings, thoughts, or from the evil source. Therefore, it is vital to know the truth of the Bible and allow the Holy Spirit of God to guide you into all the truths. Your feeling or thought process must be according to the written, eternal Word of God, the Bible. Then you know for sure the Holy Spirit is helping, reminding, teaching, and guiding you. The Holy Spirit of God still uses the Bible verses I memorized at an early age, even now when I'm faced with issues and up to make some decisions. For example, let me tell you, as a believer in Jesus Christ, if you feel you want to marry an unbeliever who has no serious commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, the source is your feeling. It's not the Holy Spirit. Because check with the Bible, and it says, "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers." And it says, "For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with the darkness?" End of quote. 2 Corinthians 6:14. This is just one example of many. May your thought and decision process be guided by the written Word of God and the illumination of that Word by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible and the Holy Spirit always walk in total unity. Holy Spirit never contradicts the written Word of God in the Bible. Beloved, if you are not a believer in Jesus Christ yet, let me tell you, you do not have the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God is given to those who come and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. The first thing is you come to Him and believe God sent His Son Jesus Christ to save, forgive, and grant you eternal life. You see, there starts the beginning of a highly rewarding love journey with the Creator of the whole world. God grants His Holy Spirit inside you to help teach, remind, and guide you throughout your life. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, thank you for teaching me and letting me know the importance of the Word of God, the Bible, and the Holy Spirit in my life. Help me to read and understand the Bible and allow the Holy Spirit to help teach, remind, and guide me into all the truth. Lord, I believe Jesus Christ, your Son, died and rose again for all of my sins. I accept Him as my Savior and Lord. Please save me and grant me your Holy Spirit as you promised. I repent of my sins and turn to you now. In the name of Christ I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.